We're talking with St. Joseph Congressman Fred Upton, who's the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. One of your subcommittees, Fred, will be dealing with an old problem, old in the sense that it was cropped up in 2002 in the months after 9/11. It looked as if it was back on the back burner, but now it's back on the front burner because the CDC is having some issues. And the issue we're talking about is anthrax. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this is very troubling. Anthrax, obviously, there's no cure for this, and smallpox too. I mean, it's we've now discovered that the CDC has had some vials of these substances in their quarters, and without anyone's knowledge, they've been there for many decades, and it's more than sloppy. It really is. It is outrageous. Think that these were in vials in a variety of different places, and it's got to stop. They thought it might be just one case, but now it appears as though there are more, and we're going to be asking some tough questions in terms of the safeguards that need to be imposed to make sure that this cannot happen. I mean, can you imagine if somehow this got out just because of true negligence? It's very, very troubling, and we're helping to lead a bipartisan investigation to figure out just what went wrong and what needs to be done to get it fixed.
These vials, so dangerous. Yes, I can understand maybe a possibility. You need to keep some sort of culture there to be alert in case they do crop up again, but these got to be treated with ultimate kid gloves.
Well, it's not just one case. There's now a number of them, including a report again this morning that's out. So steps have to be taken because we don't have, you know, if this got out in the wrong hands, there's no antidote for some of this stuff. It's very, very deadly, very, very troublesome, and we've got to figure out why these weren't discovered decades ago and who in the world knew that they were there, and what has to be done to make sure it cannot happen again, period.
Fred, are you hearing scuttlebutt from the pundits in Washington, the political pundits, saying this is just the latest in a series of bureaucratic messes that have cropped up over the last couple, 3 years in the Obama administration? Are some people starting to tie this particular incident to other miscues and faux pas that have gone on and try to tie it to this current White House? Maybe it's not entirely fair on that.
Well, I sure hope not. I don't think anyone is suggesting that there was political misbehavior as it relates to these vials of anthrax and smallpox that were identified. It is very troubling, and one would lead to a political conclusion as it relates to the missing emails over at the IRS and a number of different things that are happening there. But certainly as it relates to this health and safety issue, I don't think anyone's got a political finger out at all, nor at least there's certainly no evidence to think that that's true.
We're talking
just mistakes,
right?
Big time.
Big mistakes, and certainly a big concern there. We're talking with St. Joseph Republican Congressman Fred Upton. He and his colleagues have a long week ahead of them, appropriations, budget work ahead of them, and one of the aspects of appropriations that needs to be addressed, and the president called out members of Congress during the 4th of July break, is dealing with road funding. The trust fund is starting to run dry, and it looks as if Congress is going to respond to a call for it, if not necessarily the president's call on it.
Well, we've got to make sure that the funding source for our states for highways continues. And when the last highway bill was passed a number of years ago, the assumptions weren't quite correct in terms of the monies that were going to be going into that trust fund related to the money that was going to be spent. People are driving a little bit less because of higher prices, higher than we've had before. And, of course, our vehicles are more fuel efficient, so it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out that there's not as much money going into that trust fund. And as a result, here we are now close to the end of the fiscal year. We're about $12 billion short between what has to be spent now and next spring. So there's a bipartisan bill that's moved its way through the House Committee, House Ways and Means Committee, passed without dissent. Every Republican, every Democrat voted for it, as I understand it. We're going to have that bill on the House floor later this week. Hopefully it can be passed. It does not include a higher gas tax. It does a number of loophole closings as it relates to pensions, what's called pension smoothing, a few other things. And at the end of the day, we're hoping that, of course, it passes the House and the Senate and is signed by the President so that it, road projects across the nation won't all of a sudden stop as they will come early August. So it's very important that we get this work done because of the work that across the country that needs to get finished. And I'm optimistic, encouraged that it'll happen, and certainly I'll be supporting the effort to make sure that we don't stop these projects midway, whether it be a bridge or a road or whatever. We have a somewhat of a limited construction time, and you can't let these things languish. We got to deal with it, and we're going to do that hopefully by the end of the week.
Fred Upton has always been seen as a paragon of patience. I think that's a good way of putting it. Your demeanor and the way that you carry yourself in public brings that impression about. Does the Senate sometimes test your patience, Fred, when they sit on bills that the House has passed, and we got about 300 of them that's now been passed by the House that the Senate is just absolutely doing nothing on? Does that really test the patience of you and other House members by saying, hey, we got stuff done, why don't you guys in the Senate do something? Because I'm bringing this up because it looks as if the Senate's going to do something on the road bill and a lot of other things that the House has passed, the Senate's not doing.
Well, it is frustrating, and I will confess that for sure. And, you know, as there was a recent study a week or two ago that indicated that things are so locked down over there in the Senate in terms of inaction that there is not a single, remember the Democrats control the Senate, 55-45, there's not a single freshman Democratic senator, of which there are a good number, that have been allowed to offer a single amendment in the last year and a half. Now, I can tell you that we've got a lot of members over here in the House, Republican and Democrat, under Speaker Boehner. He's allowed just about every amendment that's germane to any bill to be offered, and that's why we're going to be quite late this week with a number of amendments to the Financial Services Appropriation Bill. But there have been hundreds of amendments offered by the Democrats, the other party, the minority party, let alone in the House among Republicans as well. And it is frustrating when we pass bills, whether it be on energy efficiency or spending bills. You know, I think the House now has passed, by the end of this week, 7 of the 12 appropriation bills. The Senate hasn't done any. There is a frustration that the Senate's not getting their work done. We've spent months working on some issues that don't have a ghost of a chance of getting done. And meanwhile, the business of the country, spending, you know, tax reform, another report today that a number of companies are looking to move their headquarters overseas because of the higher tax rate here. And, you know, when even the president talks about cutting corporate tax rates to keep jobs here, they can't get anything done over there. So, you know, we don't have a lot of legislative weeks left between now and the election. A lot of pundits are suggesting that the Republicans are going to take the Senate. And if that happens, I'm one that's saying we Republicans have to prove that, yes, we can govern. And we'll need to, I'm ready for that challenge, and hopefully we'll see that happen because of the frustration that many of us around the country have with just the inability to do much over there.
One final thing, Fred Upton, an issue we've discussed in the past in our previous conversations, dealing with illegal the immigration question, illegal immigration, undocumented aliens, and the like. It's an issue that does strike Southwest Michigan because of its strong agricultural base. Again, more calls for immigration reform, more calls for dealing with the undocumented children that are here. There's one big protest up in Vassar and the Thumb about a group trying to locate these undocumented youngsters up there, and they don't want them there and the like. This is just becoming a big, big mess.
Well, the longer we do nothing, the worse the problem is going to get. So it starts with border security. The president now is seeking a couple of billion dollars for more hearing officers and a few things along the border. We need to deal with this before Congress adjourns for the summer. And there was a task force that went down to Guatemala this weekend. I'm anxious to get a report later on this week to find out what they learned. But I think there's beginning to be some pretty strong support for changing what's called this 2008 immigration loophole that allows particularly kids, not from Mexico, but from Guatemala and Honduras and some of the other countries down there, to be able to stay and avoid the hearing. I mean, it is just it's one of the reasons why we've seen 56,000 children just come across the border within the last couple of months. And that tide has to be stopped. There was a bipartisan proposal introduced yesterday between Senator John McCain and Henry Cuellar, who's a Democrat from Texas. I think that'll be part of a proposal along with border security and additional resources. A lot of folks calling for the National Guard and others to enforce the border down there. We've got to stop this in the next week or two before it really becomes a problem that just cannot be stopped. So I'm hopeful that we can deal with this in the next week or so, to see a proposal certainly by the end of the week and begin to see this legislative process move in both the House and the Senate and between both parties, Republican and Democrat.
Congressman Fred Upton, Chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee from St. Joseph, joins us every Tuesday morning for a conversation on some of the issues of the day. We appreciate our chat again this morning. Fred, I wish you and your family well this coming week. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
You bet.